Hello, this is Magdalena Portman with Alexander Technique exercise number 19. And this one is about the sense of urgency and tension. Have you ever found yourself experiencing a sense of urgency without knowing what it is about? A kind of, oh, I should. I ought, without knowing what you should or ought. Well, I have. Over the last few weeks, I have become aware of this unspecific sense of urgency. And I realized that this feeling of urgency is both in the mind and in the muscles. A kind of bodily sense of urgency. What do I mean by that? It's a kind of restlessness, a sense of having to rush. It resembles a kind of readiness to move, to jump, to do. But it's actually the exact opposite. If I had to move or if I wanted to do something, I would have to move against a lot of tension and I would wear myself out. And probably be in pain. So what do I do with this sense of urgency? I have a good look at it to see what it is made of, and then maybe I will find out what to do about it. For one thing, it is there for no particular reason. I didn't choose this sense of urgency. I didn't choose the muscular tension that goes with it. I don't know how it got there. I don't know how it got into my mind. Let's have a look at the physical aspects of this sense of urgency. It's a tightness around my chest and a feeling of being out of breath, of actually being short of breath. Tension around the back of my neck, tension around my shoulders, maybe even pain around my shoulders. Heavy legs that don't want to move, painful knees, maybe more. I might even feel positively ill. And I might try to put a label on this, find an illness that fits the symptoms, which of course doesn't help at all. It only makes my tension worse. To me, as an Alexander Technique teacher, this whole business starts to look a little bit like a habit, an unconscious habit, a general, chronic, habitual state of being, which is affecting the function of my organism. So what do I do with this habitual sense of urgency without purpose? What do I do with this tension that does not serve any purpose? There is only one thing to be done with this surplus and purposeless tension. Letting go of it. Simple, but not easy. Working against the habit of many, many years might take a little while. And it might take a while to recognize that tension and that sense of urgency, and to recognize that it has no purpose, that it's there for no reason, and then to decide to let it go. And you might need to take your time. You might find a more appropriate pace and speed with which to do things. You might want to listen to some of the previous exercises, the one on time and the one on becoming quiet. Those two might really help you in the process of letting go of tension. So have maybe a look again at the exercise on time and on becoming quiet. It might help to get rid of this surplus, unnecessary tension.